How blessed are we to live here, to be talking about these things in our own specific ways, unique ways. Spiritual culture. I'm really glad that you brought that up. What does that mean? Does that mean attending services and going to classes and being the good little spiritual woosa? Woosa. How about when we're in heated debate with someone? Disagreement? Sparks of personality? Differences in personality? Those are spiritual practices as well, I think. During service prep, we talked about truth. What's truth? Truth is in the eye of the beholder, right? Is that the true truth? What you're holding compared to what I'm holding? Is yours truer than my truth? It's my truth. My truth is true. Yours is not. Practical spirituality, right there. Opportunity 101. Can we hold a place of unending possibility of truth? Truth that we can't even fathom, but we know it's there. In those intense times, it's difficult. For me, it's not easy. Rude was saying sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's not. Right? And it's a beautiful journey. I'm really appreciating the last few weeks since I've been home from South Africa and through my journey through South Africa. And then, what a gift it is to hold the impossible, impossible truth in each moment with each other. No limits, no expectations, no judgments. To really just let go. And be okay. Okay, Bob, that's your truth. That's what your truth is. Whether we take that anywhere or not, it changes the energetic pattern in the situation, and I think beyond. I've felt it numerous times since I've been home, being held for me, and then me holding it for others. The heavenly truth, the truth of the heaven, heaven on earth. You know, we say these statements, but have we really thought about that? Can we really be that for each other? I think we can. I know we can. And we're doing that here. And there's more to do. I was talking with someone recently, and they were pretty immersed in their area of passionate responsibility in the community. And they wanted all of that, all of my attention, and all the resources, and all the backing. And I'm like, yes, and there's so much more in this community that needs support, that needs seeing, you know. And I appreciate that. Thank you. Another person was like really struggling with the responsibility of theirs and having a hard time, and they were having a hard time seeing the impossible. This is all. There's nothing that's going to ever change. It's impossible. No, let's open up to the possible, which feels impossible, but it's possible if we hold it there. You know, and there was a shift because I was bringing that. I was holding that space without expectation or limitation. There was a victory. And I said, you know, for me, I'm not here for this area of responsibility. I'm here for what you and I just experienced just now. We touched the impossible, and we made it possible. We touched heaven, and we brought it on earth between us. The conversation, the energetics between us changed. And we could see, we could let down that story that was so true and see the truth of the whole thing from a higher perspective. of why we're here. Why exactly are we here? I'm not here for the cows. Anybody here for cows? Yeah. There's some people here for cows. Yes. They're so cute. I don't know about cow being cute, but maybe sheep. Sheep are cute. Those things serve our mission and why we're here. If we switch that role and we start serving the cows, whoa, we are out of whack. That's not the right orientation. Not saying that we don't honor the cows and take care of them, see them as sacred beings, as gifts. My invitation tonight is to see, to be open to the whole truth, even parts that you can't see, the other side of that wall, let's say. Acknowledging that this truth right in front of me feels so real, it feels so right. Yes, and what else is there? What else is there? Practical spirituality. The truth is true. There's no right or wrong. And yet there may be more. Let's do that together.